Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today, we're diving into something super important: practicing self-compassion in the face of failure. Now, who here hasn't felt that gut punch after a major setback? You know that feeling, right? Like you've been dropped at first into a pile of marshmallows that suddenly turn into concrete. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing: failure is not the enemy. It's an inevitable part of the journey, a stepping stone on the path to success. The real challenge isn't avoiding failure, it's learning to handle it with grace and resilience. And that, my friends, is where self-compassion comes in. Think about this. You wouldn't berate your best friend after they tripped and skinned their knee, would you? You'd probably offer a comforting hand, maybe a band-aid, and some words of encouragement. So why do we treat ourselves so much harsher when we stumble? That inner critic can be a real jerk sometimes. But guess what? We have the power to change that narrative. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that self-compassion muscle. First, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress or ignore them. Recognize that it's okay to feel disappointed, frustrated, even angry after a setback. Bottling up those emotions will only make things worse in the long run. Instead, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling. Second, shift your perspective. Instead of viewing failure as a personal attack or a sign of weakness, try seeing it as an opportunity for growth. Every misstep can teach us something valuable about ourselves and the world around us. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to improve in the future? Third, practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Be gentle with yourself, forgive your shortcomings, and focus on your strengths. You deserve kindness, especially from yourself. Fourth, focus on what you can control. After a setback, it's easy to get caught up in what went wrong and dwell on the past. But remember, you can't change what already happened. Focus your energy on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, and your future choices. Take small steps forward, one day at a time. Finally, remember that you are not alone. We all face challenges and setbacks in life. Connect with others who understand, share your experiences, and seek support when you need it. Knowing that you're not alone can make a world of difference. Let me tell you a quick story to illustrate this. A few years back, I was working on this big project, a book proposal, and I poured my heart and soul into it. It felt like the culmination of everything I'd been working towards. I submitted it to agents, anxiously awaited their responses, and got rejected by every single one. Talk about feeling deflated. I was crushed. My inner critic went on overdrive, telling me I wasn't good enough, that my ideas were worthless. But then, something clicked. I realized that those voices weren't coming from a place of truth, they were just echoes of fear and insecurity. So, I decided to practice self-compassion. I acknowledged my feelings of disappointment and frustration, but I also reminded myself that this didn't define me. It was just one setback, not the end of the story. I focused on what I could control, refining my proposal, learning from the feedback which, by the way, was surprisingly helpful in keeping my passion alive. And guess what? Eventually, I found an agent who believed in my work. The point is, practicing self-compassion doesn't mean giving up or accepting mediocrity. It means facing challenges with courage, learning from our mistakes, and continuing to move forward with resilience and grace. So, how are you going to practice self-compassion today? What small act of kindness can you offer yourself after a setback? Remember, every step towards greater self-love is a victory worth celebrating. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. Maybe it's a friend struggling with a recent challenge, or even just someone who could use a little extra encouragement. And if you find yourself resonating with what we're talking about, leave a review. It helps others discover the power of self-compassion and keeps this conversation going. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep learning, and most importantly, be kind to yourselves. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.